Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. No, it's not 34 after the hour. It's 12 after the hour. I'm wishing my life away. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. I do this sometimes, folks. I just kind of get so excited about what I'm doing. I just wander off on my own here. It's only 12 after. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of my day. And you know me, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. Let's get our new friend in here, Liram Siegel. Liram is the co-founder and the CEO of Click Health, which is the world's largest independent digital health agency. He's an award-winning entrepreneur. He's won all these different prizes from different organizations like Ernst & Young and the Global Mail, etc. I'm kind of jealous of all these great awards he's gotten. He's got a new book out that he's co-authored called The Decoded Company. And it's all about how big data can be used to help us improve our businesses inside the four walls. Liram Siegel, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us, Jim.
It's good to have you here, Liram. Okay, just humor me if you don't mind, and maybe one or two people in the audience. Define big data for us in case somebody, you know, a lot of people out there hear this word all the time. They hear big data, but they might not really know exactly what it is, even though we've talked about it some on the show. Give us a quick thumbnail of what big data is.
Sure. So what we've learned how to do as organizations over the last few decades is really take data that historically has been either too large to store and process or too difficult to analyze because it wasn't structured. And we've been able to turn it into something that's quite useful. And I think the best way to illustrate it is with a few examples. You know, you sort of talk about relevance. What people intuitively understand is actually the benefits of being decoded. And that's really what companies like Amazon and others do on the web with big data. So essentially, when you go to Amazon, what it's doing is it's analyzing your browsing patterns and the history of what you've ordered to figure out how to provide you with merchandise that's relevant to you. Every time you go to Facebook, the newsfeed is curated just for you based, again, on what you've engaged with. And this is true whether you're getting a recommendation from Netflix or Spotify or some other application. At the heart of all of these technologies is the ability to learn your preferences so that your experiences can be customized.
And some people, that kind of following, so to speak, that sort of anticipation that companies make with their big data, it's a little creepy to some people, isn't it?
I think it really depends on the benefit that you get back from it. So, you know, when you think about the last time that you went to a new destination, I would guess that it's likely that instead of calling in advance and writing step-by-step directions on how to get to your destination, you probably just trusted that your phone and the mapping application on it could help to coach you on how to get there. And what we sort of see in the consumer landscape is that the companies that people like, and the tools that people like, the apps that they like to see on their phone, tend to be organizations that actually take the time to understand your preferences and therefore customize your experiences with higher relevance and context for what it is that you're trying to do. So essentially, these companies are making our lives easier.
Well, and I agree. There's a lot of convenience there, Liram. And I don't think it bothers people if there's big data convenience inside of an organization, like as long as I'm hanging out with Amazon or whatever. I think what makes people feel that way is if I go shop for a car and then I go shop for a television on different sites over a period of 2 or 3 days. And then a week later, I show up on a totally unrelated site. And that and in the sidebar, the advertising bar of that website, it shows me the example of the car I looked at and the example of the television I looked at. For them, for you know, for Google, I guess, to be able to track all that and keep up with me and continue to show me ads, you know, that I've been looking at. I think that's one of the things that people think about when I say that it seems a little creepy to them. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because to show that big data has to be handled properly, doesn't it? I mean, if it's going to be effective, it has to be dealt with. It has to be presented in a way that makes people feel comfortable and it's useful. What do you think?
Totally agree with you, Jim. I think that's a really good point. The first thing that I would say to that is that you know, we think privacy is incredibly important, and one of the things that that we've included in the book is actually our own ethical data practices, and what we reduce it down to is really three principles that we believe every organization should embrace. The first one is really that you need to be completely open and transparent about what information you're storing and why. The second is that wherever possible, that information needs to be public record. If we go back to the analogy that you used of, you know, I'm on one site and I'm doing one thing and then I'm being followed in a different site, the reason that's creepy is because the utility isn't there for you. That technology isn't there to serve you. It's actually there to serve the advertiser. And people don't like that. On the other hand, when the tool is acting like a coach and helping me do something and the benefit goes directly to me, it's a totally different mindset. So we believe that the information that should be used needs to be entirely work data, and it needs to be information that's on public record, all of the work. And if there's any time where the business wants to do a correlation with something that's not directly related, there may be a real business purpose for it, but it needs to be opt-in. Meaning, mm-hmm. I need to make a choice and say, yeah, this benefit is worth it for me, so I'm going to let the organization store that. That's really, you know, by just adhering to those three principles, I think mm-hmm. you actually address the importance of privacy, and you give people a choice, which is really what everybody wants, because some people are more comfortable with having the benefit of this, and some people would obviously prefer to store less information and
right.
less coaching.
Liram, I need your website, please. Tell folks how they can find your book.
Sure. The DakotaCompany.com is the website, and you can get links to the book there, but you can also get an assessment that can help you really get a sense for, based on the size of organization and the industry that you're in, how to really assess where you are on the journey and where the biggest opportunity might exist for you.
Okay, good. Good deal. We're going to come back and talk about how big data can work inside your four walls of your business. How could it?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.